Recently, I found that using Discord's screen sharing for on-the-fly screen sharing was a bust. It complicated both my life and the lives of my students. Things took much longer to demonstrate, and I wasn't always able to get my point across, even if it was supported by slide decks. So I searched for absolutely free screen sharing software we could use in addition to Blackboard Ultra, used for official class sessions and office hours. I wanted something simple to use that everyone would learn how to use immediately and would be readily available for on-the-fly sessions. After much research, I finally stumbled upon Google Meet. As long as one has a Gmail account, one has access to this nifty little tool. Access to it resides right inside the Gmail inbox. Google Meet started as a video conferencing solution for people in organizations that use G Suite. Then, late in April 2020, at the height of the first COVID-19 wave, Google announced that Meet would soon be available to use to anyone with an email address and internet access. The change made Google's scalable, stable, and secure modern meeting app available to everyone. Google has also woven Meet connections into other apps such as Gmail, Google Chat, and Google Classroom. These interconnections give people who use Google's tools a wide range of options for collaboration. People may select whichever tool best helps them accomplish a task, then move from typed text to Google Meet when merited, with all the emotion that video can convey. This is from 7 Ways to Access Google Meet by Andy Walber on Tech Republic. To start video conferencing in Chrome on your computer, go to meet.google.com and sign in if necessary. Then select Join or Start a Meeting. On a mobile device, install the Meet app on either Android or iOS. When you want to meet, open the app, tap New Meeting to start a session. You can then share the meeting info with the people you want to join. There are different ways you can access Google Meet. You can access Google Meet via Gmail. You can access Google Meet via Google Classroom. You can access Google Meet via Google Chat. You can access Google Meet via Google Slides. You can access Google Meet via your Jamboard device. The user interface is so simple. It is so quick to get up and running, and it is forever free. You can even change your background. So if that is the only reason why you are using Zoom, other than recording capabilities, which Google Meet has as well, but that is a premium feature, then perhaps you should check out Google Meet. There is even a whiteboarding capability, among other things. The screen sharing is great, and it is easy to transfer screen sharing from one person to another. I will be embedding this episode of Plugging in the Holes, along with a transcript in the form of a post, on interglobalmedianetwork.com for your hearing and reading pleasure. Bye for now.